Well, we're here at Clubman Angle on one of the biggest nights in harness racing. I think it's probably the biggest. Probably others might have more stake money in that. Who knows? But Greg Hayes, it's a cracking night, isn't it, here tonight?
Fantastic. Big crowd. Great weather. Track's on fire. Sets up for a great race tonight.
The crowd is astronomical. My daughter's here with me. She went down through the food stands and she reckons it's just chockers. It's shoulder to shoulder. You can't see that from the track. Some of the footage you see, but you can feel that atmosphere.
It's unbelievable. They do a good job of promoting this one-off meeting. They get a big crowd, obviously, Eureka as well. But to get those markets out the back, the food stalls, that brings the people in. The locals love it. So they'll be here. They'll probably hang around for Diesel as well. It's a pretty good rock act to have at the end of the night.
And you're my vintage. My daughter might not know who that is, but that's okay. You went by a few different names. You enjoying being back, yeah, back at the trots? You're doing a lot more too, which is great. That's what we want.
Yeah, loving it. You know, for 4 or 5 years out, just took my time and decided to come back. Harness Racing New South Wales made an approach and just said, was I interested in doing some stuff again? And the time was right. So yeah, really enjoying it. People have been really receptive, been really good to be back and welcome me back, which is important.
It's good getting out to, I suppose, the smaller clubs, the clubs that don't get a lot of fanfare in that, and that's one thing you guys are doing. You're breaking exclusives, you're getting the exclusive with D. Aiken and the likes. But we need to get these words out there. There's so many people trying to get the word out there of what makes this sport so special. I mean, Robbie Morris just said, but gave both of us all the time in the world. And that's what makes this sport so special. It is not all about just who wins on the track. It's what goes on behind the scenes as well.
And I think it's taken people a while. This young generation, they know how to sell themselves. And so that makes it our job so much easier of telling the stories, because they're so forthright with them. They're happy to tell you. And I think that's a big bonus that we've got at the moment in harness racing. The young people in the sport are great people. And there's a lot of young women doing great things in the sport as well, and they're playing an important part in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're going outstanding. What's next for you? Are you just going to continue on this little role, or are you going to keep stepping up? What's going to happen?
Yeah, look, I'm always on the look here. You know, I'll definitely be continuing. I do a podcast once a week for Harness Racing New South Wales, keep doing that, and then get to all these feature meetings in New South Wales, but really enjoying it and take any opportunity that comes.
Good on you, mate. Good to chat. You and I might chat a few times. We might have a cross podcast or something going forward as well. We might be able to ramp it right up. It's also good. I don't know if you know Johnny Turner. He won second. He's one of the owners in Manhattan, the second owner. He does awesome coverage. He's down the bottom of the South Island, so he's going to be telling everyone what sort of meeting this is as well. And they're just the sort of things we want. We publicise so many people out there that are doing a great job. Mate, well done. Thanks for joining me. You better go and do your interview. I'll hold you up for, but in fairness, Robbie was good to us anyway. They're all on the track. Robbie's still in the shed. He couldn't care less. Mate, thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.